And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hannah Lee Myers, and I'm joined by longtime cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
Always good.
So this morning you are going to talk to us about a new study looking at drugs and mental health.
Yeah, sort of a lot of different things here. One of the things that I always hear from anti-cannabis forces is that if you use cannabis, it leads to psychiatric episodes. So I went to the cannabis page of the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, and I got several studies have linked marijuana use to increased risk for psychiatric disorders. But whether and to what extent it actually causes those conditions is not always easy to determine. Okay, I understand that. And they say that research from the National Epidemiological Survey on alcohol and related conditions examined associations between marijuana use, mood and anxiety disorders, and substance use disorders. And after adjusting for various confounding factors, like studies always do, no association between marijuana use and mood and anxiety disorders was found. And yet that's something that constantly comes up. The only significant associations were increased risk of alcohol use disorders, nicotine dependence, marijuana use disorder, and other drug use disorders. So I started thinking about that. The NIH also mentions recent research that's found that certain people who use marijuana and carry a specific variant of the AKT1 gene is at increased risk of developing psychosis. So there might be a connection there. That's what the study is saying. And now a team of Stanford University investigators evaluated the relationship between the adoption of statewide legalization laws, Colorado's first 10 years ago, and rates of psychosis-related healthcare claims among 63 million privately insured individuals followed from 2003 to 2017. And the authors could not find a statistically significant association of state cannabis policy level with overall rates of psychosis-related diagnoses. So in other words, they couldn't find that actually happening.
That's a pretty large sample group,
That's
too.
A huge sample group, 63 million privately insured individuals from 2003 to 2017. And, they also mention alcohol. The NIH does. And it's interesting to me that at the same time, now this is in the state of Colorado, at the same time that we're limiting the amount of marijuana that even medical patients can purchase and use in the state where it first became legal, after all, it's easier than ever to obtain alcohol. It's harder to get marijuana, but it's easier to obtain alcohol. Colorado voters said to allow wine to be sold in grocery stores, which follows beer in grocery stores that's already sold there, and you could have it delivered to your door, while cannabis delivery services, they're in and out. And so I find that interesting that we're at that point, especially since American Addiction Center surveyed more than 1,000 Americans on past substance use and found that 65% reported alcohol as the first drug they tried. 18% said it was marijuana. 65% said it was alcohol. So when compared with marijuana, many don't consider the effects of alcohol beyond the hangover. You get a hangover on Sunday morning, And according to a 2021 National Survey on Drug Use and Health, 44% of people struggling with substance abuse have mental health issues. Now, that's a problem. It's definitely a problem. Alcohol is often used as a coping mechanism for stress and anxiety. We see advertisements for that kind of thing. Excessive alcohol use costs the U.S. economy $249 billion annually. This is alcohol. Alcohol abuse is the third leading cause of preventable deaths in the U.S. It kills 140,000 people a year, and we can lower those numbers only when we start talking about our relationship with booze and change how we talk about the people who struggle with it. And that's what I find interesting about what's going on today, because I even find myself, we still call people addicts, drunks, drug users. When we talk to each other, just in conversation, we've got to begin to change the language we use when we talk about addiction. And the point here is that we must admit that alcohol is a bigger problem than we give it credit for, and that when we talk about drug usage, alcohol needs to be part of the discussion. Until we do that, we're not going to get very far in this.
Definitely still a lot of catching up to do when it comes to the treat marijuana like alcohol part of Amendment 64. So we appreciate you keeping tabs on that for us, Leland. Well, you can catch the Cannabis Report here on KGNU the first and third Thursdays of every month. And Leland, thanks again for keeping us in the loop.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Hanley Myers.